Councillor Dan Boisvert is with Northern Sunrise County, represents Ward 3 with Marie Rain and Judah. And he joins us on the line this afternoon. Councillor, thank you very much for joining us today. Northern Sunrise County is doing some internet testing, or at least encouraging residents to do some internet testing. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. Just get your comments on the fact that these tests are being done.
Yeah, no, thanks, Keith. Yeah, the government, the provincial and federal government, is putting a lot of funding in improving rural internet in our area. And in a way to apply for the grants that we would need to help speed up the internet, one of the requirements is that we have to prove that our internet isn't as fast as our neighbors sometimes that have fiber optic or whatever. So by doing this test, it'll improve our chances of getting this grant funding.
I was to ask, why are these being done, but how much of a, I guess you could sort of call it problem, has the internet signal been, especially up here in some of the rural and remote areas of Alberta?
No, good question. It's been known for a long time that there's a rural-urban divide when it comes to high-speed internet. If you don't have good high-speed internet, it's really limiting, and we found that out during COVID when there's a lot of homeschooling and stuff and people trying to run businesses from home and a lot of Zoom going on, that we actually don't have really good internet. Sometimes we can't even watch Netflix. So by doing these tests, it'll increase our place in the queue for getting rural internet. Some of our neighbors recently got some grant funding. There was two rounds already announced. One includes an area near Fairview from Blue Sky to Whitelaw. They're going to be getting fiber optic. It's going to connect 124 homes in that area. But the latest announcement has a connection from Canuso, Jussard, High Prairie, through Giroux-Ville, De Guy, and to Jean-Côté, and those guys have been selected to get fiber optic run, I believe, next year. So we're hoping to get in on the third round of grant, federal and provincial grant funding. So by doing these tests, it'll help us get our place in the queue for improved internet.
Mentioned off the top here, Councillor, that the residents are going to be doing some testing with that internet. What can residents do?
So we're in the process of just circulating a link. We're going to be, advertising it. It's just basically click on this link either on your cell phone or your device at home, your iPad, your computer, tablet, and then just basically press start. And it does the rest on its own. It just records what your speed is that day from that spot at that given time. So, even if you're not in your house, whatever, you're on your cell phone, it'll mark it up in a map, and it'll help make the case that we need faster internet in our rural areas.
How long do residents have to do these tests?
I would say over the next month and a half. I'd have to check with administration, but it's basically as soon as you can, and over the next month and a half here, by the end of November or something like that, if you can have these tests in, then it will get us into the be able to submit the information collected for the grant deadline. So,
having said that, Councillor, once the tests are finished, or once everybody thinks that the tests are finished, what would be the next steps for Northern Sunrise County?
Yeah, I might have already alluded to it. It's basically Northern Sunrise County is working with two companies that help us with the grant process. And basically those results will be included in our grant submission so that we can have the best grant submission possible to say, look, we have hamlets that could use fiber optic connection, whether it be St. Isidore or Marie Rain, or other solutions for the people that live outside those areas. The way that currently works is those people between our neighbors to the south, between Guy and Jean-Côté, anybody within a mile or so or 2 miles of that fiber optic connection can also connect. You know, so that's the connection point. Is once they run the fiber, then there's opportunities to connect and stuff too. And there's other solutions in the mix there. It's not just fiber, but that's the one example I want to give.
Councillor Dan Boisvert with Northern Sunrise County. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.